All right, welcome back to the Barely Qualified Show, presented to you guys by Good Time Media. It is our second day in our job and the first day of trying to figure out how to do it. I'm Nick, this is Kyle, and this is Ep 2. Just to be clear for anyone that is joining us now for the very first time, Ep is short for episode.
Get slang. Get used to it. It's slang. If you don't know it, get out the way.
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna step in front of our. If you're gonna step in our space and do stuff like that, get out of the way.
You gotta understand the lingo when you're coming into, barely qualified, and yeah. I mean that's just part of it. That's what we started with. We're probably gonna make up some more stuff along the way.
And I'm an adult, so I'm gonna drink some coffee while I do it because I'm an adult. I can do stuff like that. I'm on business right now. We're doing business. I don't know if you can read my cup, but
I don't think that's coffee in that cup. It looks like you have some respect women juice in there. Thank you, Kyle. I
support our troops, same sort of thing. So.
Yeah, you know, I left my mug at home, so
yeah, I'm sure you did.
I tried to hydrate as much as I could before I got on here, but I get it. I understand. Yep. I'm jealous. Very jealous.
Yep. You should be. So.
Yeah. I really much am.
Yep, really much.
Just to lay out what we're doing for you guys today. We are going to start off with five blank that don't exist. You want to elaborate on that a little more, Mr. Kyle?
We'll start off with five. Well, in the heat of the March Madness season, depending on whether that just happened or is happening currently, not sure exactly at this point. But if it did, it might have just happened. So in the spite of that, we will be talking about five teams that we didn't make the cut, but we think should have made the list. We think should have almost had what it takes to get there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they got some consideration from the NCAA selection committee, but unfortunately, they just came up a bit short.
Too short.
We're gonna start with that. After that, we'll get to Kyle's bathroom of the week,
and then
we're gonna play a game of Mockupation. Uh-huh. I will explain that a little bit later, but
oh, we will.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. They gotta get caught up, just like the lingo, you know. Ep 2, which by the way, ep is short for episode. It's slang.
Yep.
But yeah, let's talk a little more about these teams. You know, at that time of the recording, the March Madness tournament is going on, and it's, you know, there's like so much like drama with University of North Carolina getting into the tourney. They were the last team in. Did you see that the University of West Virginia, who was one of the first four teams that was left off the list, like was planning on filing a lawsuit against the NCAA for, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I think they were just kind of concerned about the integrity of the thing, because the University of North Carolina's athletic director was like the chairman for the selection committee.
No.
Really?
And that's so they, like, cheated?
There's like some speculation there. From what I've seen, it's
what is it? What was it again? What was the name?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
The Tar Heels. It's where Michael Jordan went.
Come on. Ever since MJ left, you guys have never been the same. Never. And now you guys are throwing people.
You know, Kyle's not really. He doesn't know too much about University of North Carolina. He's been a big supporter of all the teams that are on his list.
All the teams that are on my list.
So, Kyle, do you want to introduce your first team to us?
Yeah. My first team, I think, I personally, I was really bummed when I heard that they weren't on March Madness list.
Yeah.
My first one, I think, the St. Paul University Pauls. I think they should have been up there. They had a lot of stuff going for them, and by golly, they have really fun. They're just basketball. You know, they played it. They ran that court.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well. It just seemed like they fizzled out towards the end of the season, and I think that's kind of what the selection committee was like. You know what? We're not sure about this team making
the
tournament.
We're not bringing the Pauls in.
Yeah, but they were close.
Speculation that they might be named after Jake Paul and Logan Paul, but we're not sure.
Yeah.
It might be the city, but it also might be Jake Paul and Logan Paul. I'm not sure that timing was too close for that one. But.
Yeah, I don't know if they should even keep that as their mascot. I mean, their mascot's name is Paul, right?
Yeah, I think.
Just the repetition gets really annoying.
Just a guy named Paul.
I don't.
They pick a new guy every 4 years. Like they pick like their new guy, new freshman comes in. If your name's Paul, you're probably going to be picked for this and they don't really do much either.
You know, that's my middle name, and I never got scouted by them when I played back in the day. So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it just I just need to go by that or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think you just didn't really push the Paul.
Yeah, missed opportunity for me. But in another lifetime, my first team that I had that missed the tournament was the McDonald's University Friars.
Yep.
You know, they work very hard day in and day out. Their program doesn't get a lot of funding, but they, I mean, their uniforms really show for it. They're very old fashioned, but I mean, they worked really hard. Sometimes it's not enough to make ends meet.
Yeah.
And this is just another case with the selection committee not picking them to be a part of the tourney, but I think they had a pretty fair shot throughout the season.
This one is a hot take that I got coming up next.
Okay.
I have the Memphis Grizzlies. You know Memphis, and obviously, I don't know if you guys know the history of this. You know how, like, the Jets and the Mets, they really only are doing it because it rhymes. Same thing with this. They just are the Grizzlies because it rhymes. It's current news, but I guess it wasn't current enough for them to make this list. Or make our list, but didn't make the March Madness list. But so the Memphis Grizzlies. Grizzlies, R-I-Z-Z.
Grizzlies, no G at all.
Yeah, the Rizzler is not their mascot. They are the Grizzlies. So, like, they're almost the backup to the Rizzler.
Yeah, it's a really underground team.
Entourage.
I'm surprised I haven't heard that one. Like, your ball knowledge is deep, my man.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go deep to find the good team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The second team that I had was the Iowa International School Farmers.
Yep.
Their mascot is the Cornrows.
Oh, good one.
In the past, like, it was going to be Corn Huskers, but then the University of Nebraska fought them over it. They had it first. They were going to keep their name. So they made something kind of adjacent to it.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the Friars, they work really hard. Like, they get up literally at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And even in the winters, they practice outside.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, it could be snow. It could be storming. It could be hailing outside. These guys don't care. They're going to come in day in and day out, put in the work, everything that they needed. Also, another very poorly funded program. They had to build their own weights.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They used hay bales. They used, I mean, they had, like, so much of their tractors, like, just digging up all these different things just to provide resources for them. They're a very grassroots team.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess I really feel for these teams that have such a high work ethic. And I, you know, maybe the selection committee doesn't feel the same way. But I like to see a story like that. Because they're really coming from nothing here.
One team that I think also falls under the thing that they just didn't have enough money to push what they wanted is I have the Garland, Texas University Christmas Lights. Mm. So Garland, Texas, obviously, you know, is very known for their garland. And obviously what goes well with Garland is Christmas Lights. That's where they land with that. They have had a lot of history go on there. Obviously, you can probably figure it out. They probably invented Christmas there. I know you probably say in, like, Jerusalem or Bethlehem, but I don't know. The proof is in the pudding there. The Garland, Texas Christmas Lights, that's kind of where Christmas trees originated, and they just weren't – they didn't make the list. That's it.
That's unfortunate, my next team that I have is the Medical College of Wisconsin Surge. That's short for, well, I think I messed it up. The Surge is what they call their student section. Their team name as a whole is the Surgeons. You know, like, they had a really good National Player of the Year candidate, and his name was Grady Openhart. He averaged like 20 points a game, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, which not a lot, but he's 6'10", 250. He plays really hard in the paint.
Yeah.
They just came up short when they were in their conference tourney, and they just weren't able to make it. But they were on a pretty hot streak. Just everything was firing on all cylinders for them. It just didn't work out. I would have loved to see him in the tourney, but
me too.
I understand.
Open heart. I was rooting for that guy. I really
yeah.
was.
I want his jersey, especially now that NIL is a thing that yeah. players can profit off of their own personal name.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I got the my next one that I think really should have made up on that list. They are right adjacent to Ohio State. They are Ohio Tech Merps.
Merps.
Merp.
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 Am I saying it right?
Yep.
Merp. Merp. Okay.
Like, cool. You know how, like, somebody, like, quote unquote, is from Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
They'll go, oh, like, merp. It's, like, very, like, yeah. It's another one of those current events sort of thing that they were trying to capitalize on, like, Ohio being, like, ah, you're from Ohio, and merp, you know what I mean? That's what they were trying to go for with that. I honestly don't know much about this team. I don't think they were very good, but I just really liked their work ethic. They weren't good, but they tried. By golly, they tried.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
I am quite familiar with their program. And,
it's pretty well tried.
The kids work hard. They really do.
They work really hard. And by kids, he's not lying. They are. It's a bunch of children. I don't know how they did that. I don't know how they swung that past.
I mean, they're academic. They're so prestigious just for the amount of people that are so young and are able to go to school.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they're not the greatest. But they work hard.
Yep.
Just really undersized.
Yep.
My fourth college team, and this is like my personal favorite that I wish that I got to see in the tournament, is the Albert Einstein School of Education Profs.
Yep.
Profs is short for professors. But profs sounds cooler. They're pretty high tech, very smart individuals too. This would be considered an Ivy League if it was anywhere close to all the other Ivy League schools. And, you know, they work really hard. They're actually one of the most winning teams to not make the tournament. They just play in a really weak conference, and that was something that weighed into consideration with them.
Yeah.
And they were going very far, but I should bring up the name of their conference, which they lost to the deans of that other university.
Dang.
And really? It was rough. They
convenient for them.
Yeah, right? But the deans were the championship or the champions of the parent teacher conference.
Oh,
so
yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah, the profs came up just short. I'm sure they're gonna be a shoe-in for next year though.
Yep. My last one on my list, I think I got. I'm taking the Scranton University Stanleys. Kind of self-explanatory. It's a team full of Stanleys. Really, all they do is they take. I mean, that's the main reason why they didn't really take the list here and like the actual March Madness is they weren't that. I don't know. Do you ever seen the show The Office?
I've seen some clips.
You know the character Stanley?
Yeah.
He's just relatively known as like a lazy guy. So and that's kind of how they pick their guys, which I don't really know why they do. They just are. But so, I mean, like they're following a good trend. Like
yeah.
If they're the Stanleys, they're lazy people. I mean, like they're making some sort of effort, but I guess they're not putting their thoughts into the right direction with how well they're picking their team. They're picking a lot of lazy guys. But I mean, I guess if that's how they want to do it, I guess they are the Stanleys from Scranton University.
Yeah.
Going
based. It seems like their head coach doesn't really have like too high of standards.
Yeah,
but
no, he's not. He's not very smart, but he's a hell of a. I'm trying to think of an office thing. I can't think of an office thing.
I think just saying it as it is just pretty much sums it up.
Yep.
If that's just that's how he gauges his talent.
Yep.
My last team. This is one that's pretty out of the blue over here. I have the Gibraltar men's national basketball team.
Gibraltar, where's that?
It's in Europe.
Oh.
They're pretty far. European. I believe it's like I think it's like British adjacent. It's very, very lowly populated. There's at max like 40,000 people there.
Okay.
But and you know, it's really quite an unfortunate story. I think their fans really did them in because obviously being so far away from the US, the time zones are way different, and I think that external pressure by their fans to change some of the times for their games for them to be able to watch just was not very favorable to the selection committee.
Nobody wants to hit that up and like they're like, hey, 4 a.m. catch our game against the London Rats. I don't know what's in London.
Yeah, I mean they just missed the tourney, so I guess they don't have to like. I mean, they could probably do it more local around their time for a match like that. But if they're playing like some of these top programs like Alabama or Duke, they probably would have been a 16 seed to be honest. But I just don't understand. Like, you're supposed to rally behind your team, and I mean, while I get the concern, like most of these teams are in North America, so like, you know, it's really hard. And that was something that was brought up during the regular season too, how they, for all their away games, they have to travel really far, and the home games, all the athletic directors are complaining about it. I'm sure the NCAA didn't want to really mess with their mess, but it's just truly really unfortunate. It kind of feels like self-sabotage, but maybe we'll see some of these teams next year in the tournament.
Hopefully.
I'm definitely going to be picking some of them in my bracket for next year.
Yeah, me too.
But we're not experts in college basketball.
No, and don't think we're experts. And if you're sitting there on your phone right now, just because we were on our phones because we're reading them, don't think that you can sit there on your phone.
Remember,
right now,
I'm watching you.
We're watching you. Get off your phones. I don't know why you guys think you can just be on your phones now.
Yeah.
It's not one of those times. This is sit down and listen time.
Yeah, class is in session.
In sesh. And if you're watching this on your phone...
Sesh is short for session.
Sesh is short for session.
That's slang.
Slang. Just making sure you guys are aware of... Because, I mean, Nick and I are here. You guys are a little bit here with the slang. I mean, you'll get to it. You'll get to it once you hit us up every once in a while and see what we're doing here. You'll probably learn a little bit more of the slang that's going on here. We got sesh. We got ep. You guys got to pay attention. But
which ep is short for episode, by the way.
Attench is short for attention. Yeah, you'll get it. But...
One of these days, we'll publish a little dictionary of all our slang.
One of those dicks.
I don't like that one. That's a.
We'll keep it as dictionary.
Yeah, I think it's good to keep that one sounded out.
Dictionary.
All that talk about all this tournament teams, Kyle. Wow, or teams that are just on the bubble. That that makes me have to use the bathroom a little bit. So
get out of here.
I don't know. I don't exactly know where. I'd like to go, you know. Like, no offense to the bathrooms that you have here, but
none of the bathrooms
here. They scare me a little bit.
None of my bathrooms here would have made the bathroom of the week.
The toilets are too loud here.
No, toilets are way too loud. They scream.
Yeah, so...
one of those screaming toys.
Yeah, I think you might have one that you might be able to tell me about.
I got one stored in the old pocket that can help you out here.
Perfect.
So, this week... On Kyle's BOTW Bathroom of the Week, we have... Congratulations to Station 6 in West Dallas, Wisconsin. This is just a local spot, local restaurant I've been to. The reason I was there was for work, but that does not discount their bathroom needs. One, specifically, honestly, it made me a little bit happier because of the fact that they... Let me use their bathroom, because I was working outside. I was working outside in the street.
Oh, okay.
So they let me use their bathroom. I mean, I think it was for them, so obviously they were going to let me use their bathroom, but it was very, very nice bathroom. You can see in the little pictures we got up on the left side of the screen, you can see the two doors. You see on the left side of the screen, there's two doors in the background there.
There's a nice little, like, wall that's separating between them.
Yep. Those are the bathrooms. On that left side picture, those are the two bathroom doors. And then the rest of it's just other stuff. You know, these people are, all these little emojis are very happy. That little girl's very happy for them. And then that's just a little bottom rendering of what's going on.
Yeah, you know, I'm honestly not very familiar with this place. Can you, like, tell me a little bit about it? What kind of food they serve? What led to you, like, going to the bathroom?
So, I did not eat there, nor did I... only order water there. I only order water from there.
You only ordered water.
I was there for work. I was next to the building for work. I was setting up a video screen for them. They were doing like a little movie night in the street, which was actually really cool. We got a lot. It was like probably 200 people showed up. Regardless, that is why I was there. I'm sure the food is great. It looks like a very really nice joint on the outside. They got a cool outdoor space, really cool indoor space there. I believe they're located on Beecher Street in West Dallas, which is cool because they called their little their little movie night that they were doing with us was called The Feature on Beecher, which I thought was cool. It's a cool little name.
I love the rhyming there.
Yeah, it rhymed.
It's really nice.
Yep.
Very cool.
Feature is another word for movies. The good stuff. Boy, did they have access to toilet paper up on the top of the toilet. I don't know if you can see that up on the screen. We got 3 extra rolls of toilet paper. If you had to run out, if you went through their entire roll, another roll and another roll, they got 3 up in stock, up in the queue, ready for you.
You know, that looks really nice that they have so many rolls there. And if you start to get bored of one, you can always just pop open another.
Yeah, like this one isn't as cool as I thought it was going to be. Just open another one.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, it seems like they're leaving you plenty of options.
Plenty of options. But the number 2, we got clean. Boy, golly, was it clean in there. I don't know if it was just because I was in there first. I was like, I believe I had access to this restroom before anybody else did. Because I was working outside of this building, so they opened it up for us. So that could be the case. It could get a little bit dirtier as the night goes on, because it is a bar, so who knows. But at the current moment, that is where I'm judging it at, and I'm judging it at its current state, which is clean. And obviously, my next one is where I'm going to go. And every single day, every single way is single stall, unisex bathroom. That'll bring you on my list. That'll bring you up to the top almost every single time. If you are single stall, unisex bathrooms. I mean, it doesn't even necessarily have to be single stall. But, okay, well, for unisex bathrooms, yes, single stall. But I'm not saying, like, only single stalls are what are what going on BOTW. Like, but single stalls should always be unisex bathrooms. I stand on that. That is one of my hottest takes, or that's one of my coldest takes. By golly, is that is high on my list, and this one checked that box.
Yeah, I mean, you're a man that knows what he wants, when you want to use the bathroom, it just better be up there for you.
It's got to be up there, and it's got to have access to multiple different trash cans. Not all the time, but this one did have that in this case. You can tell in the top right picture, it had a big trash can next to the sink there, and then in the left-hand, or in the other side of it, it's pictured in the next one. I also put a little picture over there right next to it.
Okay.
Very mini trash can. I don't know if you can see. It says there's a little 1 and 2 trash cans. I don't know if it over. I don't know. Necessarily don't know what that's for, but I'm happy that it's there. Happy that I got the option.
Yeah. Again, like this place gives you like so many options. You get so many rolls of toilet paper. Yeah. You get so many options. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, this place has it all.
Everywhere. Everyone.
It looks like there's multiple bars that you can, like, grab your hand onto in case you need to help you out.
Slipping, just in case you got to get up real fast or get down real slow. If you're slipping because of the water, which there shouldn't be because they probably mop it up pretty well. But if you have to, they got options.
Yeah, that's I'm thoroughly impressed so far.
A couple of good boys down there, too.
Just doing good things.
Doing good things, getting good grades. What you got to do, keep your grades up, boys and girls. Denaudi stuff. Thin walls. There was, granted, this was a couple months since I've been to this place.
Okay.
I believe I remember the walls being very thin, and it sounding like the person like outside was like, I don't know. I remember it sounding like they were really close to me, because you can kind of see like underneath that door there. There's like a relatively big crack on the bottom.
Oh yeah.
You can kind of see the light coming in.
It's a little like gerbil door.
A little gerbil door for any gerbils or mice that want to sneak up in there, or people's voices.
They have those in so many houses these days.
And I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're using the bathroom, you make a little bit of noise. Not on purpose.
Am I that loud? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Nick specifically makes a lot of noise, and I don't like to hear other people. I don't like when other people like to hear me. When we are doing that sort of stuff, I really need it to be my own time, my alone time, my quiet time, and that's why I think the thin walls and maybe the thin door, big door crack, that's where a little bit of it was like, okay, well, I want it to be a little bit more secluded, a little bit my own space. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense why you always take so long now, because you don't want to make too much noise and you're really conscious about it.
Yep. My next one, I got not a uber clean mirror. We got, you can't really tell in the picture. There's a little picture of me doing that. Once again, I'm not asking for perfection, but I'm, a little bit of smudges here and there. Couldn't really tell my face 100%, just in case I wanted to, like, check myself out. It was clean, wasn't super clean. Obviously, I just had walked in there. And this was before everybody else really was doing stuff. So it really should have been wiped down. I don't know, but that might just be me saying that sort of stuff. Also, next on my list, I don't know if you can't really tell in that picture, but you might be able to tell in the next picture. I'm wearing the same hat as I am right now in this episode.
Oh, man. I mean, you have such a big collection, you didn't think to switch it around a little?
Yeah, that's why it's a little embarrassing, so that's why I had to sort of bring that to light and say it before everybody else in the comments did. Yes, that is the same hat that I'm wearing right now. Yes, I know that I got a lot of hats down in my in the old queue, but this one was just the one I picked, and it happened to be the same hat that I was wearing that day. A little bit embarrassing. What is that fly guy saying?
It says, if you hang around dirty stuff, you'll end up dirty.
Yeah, so don't be hanging around dirty stuff. That's one of our PSAs here.
That's a life lesson right there.
It's, I don't know if you could tell from our first title, we got Honk If You Like Good Smells. I always forget to say that. I forgot to say that in the last two. Nick.
Honk.
Nick likes good smells.
I do like them a lot.
If you guys like good smells, click the honk button. Can we make a honk button? Can we do that? We'll tell YouTube. We'll call YouTube. We'll give them a ring. Ask them if they can make a honk button for us. Or make the like button a honk button.
I do you not like good smells? I didn't hear you honk.
Nope.
Saved.
That was me doing my... That was one of those semi, like, air horns.
Ah, I like it. I like it.
Yep. I know you do. 6.10. Grats means congrats. Just slang.
6.10.
So... 6.8 out of 10, excuse me.
I was going to say, I mean, I liked it.
The thing is, the thin door kind of was my...
The gerbil door.
Was my, like... I mean, it was clean. I did want to, like, give it the benefit of the doubt that, like, it would stay clean throughout the night. But it... And it probably does. Granted, I also... The last episode, I did also... catch that one when it was clean, but that's a coffee shop. But this is a bar, so most likely this, I'm gonna guess that this one gets a little bit dirty, so that's why it's close to 7. Honestly, it might go up in my rankings. These are all what's the word when they're like not set in stone,
they subject to change.
I'm not sitting here saying this is my final vote. If Station 6 wants to call me in to do another review, maybe change your doors, make them a little bit thicker. Yeah. Maybe you'll get up a little bit higher. But as of now, I'm going to stick with my 6.10. Or 6.8.
6.8 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's what he meant. Yeah. I mean, if that's how you feel about it, that's
I know.
That's cool.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I want to make it a 7.8.
7.8. Okay.
I'm making it a... You know what? I know I said 6.8. I'm switching it to 7.8. Kyle and Post, make sure that change that to 7.8.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're listening to it, it's 7.8, not 6.8 anymore. Sorry about that, everybody. I know.
That's still pretty good.
I'm really embarrassed about what I did.
Just because you're wearing that same hat right now. That's the only reason you're embarrassed.
It's tainting my brain right now. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
so.
I mean.
7.8. 7.8 for Station 16. Congratulations. Do the little burp.
Oh, yeah, we do have this little, like.
We got a little noisemaker.
Sound machine here. So,
you got to hold it up to that. I mean, it probably heard it.
That was pretty cool. If you didn't hear it, just insert any sound of round, just loud applause that you could.
You guys could applaud yourselves.
Yeah. And speaking of yourselves, if you would like to submit your own bathroom of the week for us to review, us to talk about, we do have our Instagram and TikTok DMs open. That is at Barely Qualified Show on both handles. We'd like to hear from you guys. If you guys have your own bathrooms that you'd like to present to us.
Yep.
Send them our way.
Please do.
Cool. Again, thank you for showing me all that.
Oh, of course. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I love hearing it.
It always
is
a pleasure. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
Really happy about my BOTW. Love a good BOTW.
So, moving forward, Kyle, I hear you're open to work a little bit.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. It's up there.
You're just, exploring your options, seeing what's a good fit for you. Mm-hmm. This is, by the way, this is the kind of the entrance to our thing called Mockupation. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to see, I mean, if you have seen it in Dangerous Curves, you know what's up. But
R.I.P.
for those that are tuning in for the first time, just a reminder, SESH is short for session and EP is short for episode. Again, it's slang.
Slang.
Mockupation is what you are going to see is a job interview between me and Kyle. Kyle, like Kyle said, you've been looking for work. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, I've been looking for a different gig. This show isn't really, it's not really giving me what I want, and I think I'm trying to head in a different direction with it. So.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You know, yep. Like I try to work hard for it, but
Yeah, I know you do.
I don't think it's the greatest time, but yep. I might be able to tell you about one of my side ventures. Ah, so okay. If you're interested, without even hearing what it is first, I could
very interesting.
Okay. Yeah. So
sorry.
This is gonna sound really weird, and there's not a great way to.
I love weird. Say this. I'm a weird guy. Ain't we all a little bit weird?
Yeah. I mean, it's odd work, but. Yeah, I guess I might as well interview Kyle while he's here for now.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Oh, hi.
Hey, here I am.
Nick.
Nice to meet you, Nick.
We definitely botched that a little, but that's all right.
Botched what?
That handshake.
I hate when people rack me for my handshakes.
All right, that was firm.
I
okay.
Like to, whenever I go places,
I'm liking
like,
it. So, you're hearing about this through me. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's gonna sound weird, but yep. I hire people to stand in lines.
Okay.
And so what your job is going to be doing is you're gonna be going to all these retailers, just like yep. new releases for stuff, all these conventions.
Great at that.
And you're not going to necessarily go into the places whatsoever. But you're just going to stand in line. Yep. When you start to get to the front, or you get like really close to getting in, you're yep. just going to peel off. Do you have much experience with doing something like that?
Yeah, I love lines. Huge line game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I sometimes just go to like Best Buy and right before it opens, you know? And
okay.
I stand in front of that episode.
Best Buy.
I stand in front of that Best Buy and just make it. And just like make the hype a little bit more. It's sort of a rush for me, and it makes people be like, "Is he waiting to buy something? Is there some sort of deal going on that I'm missing?" And I'm like, "Nope, I'm just standing here just for the line." I've done it.
You might be one of the only few people keeping it in business. You think?
Oh yeah, yeah. Nobody else does it. Nobody else hops behind my track. But I like it. I like it. I like it for the rush.
Yeah.
I also love standing in line at the bathrooms.
Oh yeah,
it's my favorite thing.
Except like you go in the bathrooms though because you need
I do enter the bathroom, yes, but I will say standing in line is one of my favorite aspects of it.
Waiting for it.
Just a little like, oh my gosh, it's probably going to be so good. I mean the bathroom itself is probably going to be like clean. It's probably going to have a bunch of stuff that I need in it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
Yeah, sure. You know, a lot of what we do, like the lines just have such like varying length.
Yeah.
This also applies to like if you go to like a really busy restaurant with a wait time that's really long
yeah.
and like you're just like giving your name, take
love
a little
that.
Like pager.
Mm-hmm.
You can go for that and just like change your mind later. Can you tell us about the longest line that you have waited in?
The longest line I've waited in is, I mean, and I'm sure, and I hope this doesn't wring you dry, but mm-hmm. It probably is just a regular line at Six Flags. Because you know that Six Flags or Disney World, those guys can be some long lines. I'll tell you from personal experience, I got a most recent trip to Six Flags, two or three different rain delays on the same ride, but I stuck through it in the rain. I stuck through that line. Stayed what? There the entire time.
Now, what ride was this for?
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull at Six Flags.
And you ever end up going on it?
Did. We did.
Wow.
Yeah, we stuck through. We actually... Did they cut the ride after that? I am not sure. I did not want to think about that. But we did stand in line for upwards of 2 hours, maybe a little bit over that. But
you know, for some
two rain delays, lots of stuff going on.
You know, I'm like, I don't mean to distract from the questions, but I'm looking at your body language and
my body language.
Yeah, I mean, you look pretty confident, but I don't see you standing at all. I need to understand what I'm working with.
Oh,
here,
I can give you a great here. You want to hold my?
Yeah, sure. I might as well for a second. All right, sit back down. I think that's good.
No. Watch. Here. This is me stepping in.
Okay. I think you're doing good. You can hold this again.
Yep.
You can sit back down if you want to. I just wanted to see what your form was like. It looks pretty textbook.
Textbook.
Just how we teach it as. Are,
is that bad that I studied really hard in class and like,
no,
read
not
my
at
textbook?
All. I, you know, I actually encourage that because we require that you have a college degree in order to be a professional line stander.
I literally took 101, 102, and 103 of line standing.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we do offer those electives at so many universities, and I'm happy to see that they're
St. Paul
a mainstay. Yeah,
St. Paul's.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see that they're in the curriculum. I did want to ask you, though, I noticed when we were texting you to just, you know, talk about this, setting us up this interview, you have green bubbles, and I understand that you have a flip phone, and that's because you waited 6 hours for the new iPhone, and you decided last minute that you weren't going to get it.
Got
Can you
a little
walk
nervous.
Us through that thought process?
So I didn't really, because of the hype of this, I didn't really think about the cost of it, nor did I think that it was going to cost anything. So what I didn't do is bring my wallet that day. So I showed up, and I kind of just sort of walked in line. Well, one, because, you know, I'm sure I'm like you in this case. Now, I don't know much about you, but I'm like you. When I see a line, I got to stand in it. And I was walking through the city, heard through the grapevine that there was a line about, and it might be for a new phone going on. So I hopped in it, got in it right away, as I should. Future line stander, maybe, cross your fingers. But I wasn't carrying my wallet at the time, just going out for a little stroll, just hopped in line, got all the way to the front. Did not able to get that phone. Apparently they did not hear my sob story well enough, and they did not think that I was good enough.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
It seems like that you really
it's one of those days.
You really wanted to get that phone.
I did. I really did. Oh
yeah,
my gosh, it's hard to tell to this day. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, you're so brave for being so.
And now I have to stick with the green bubbles for the rest of my days. Yeah. I don't even and I can't even face. And like sometimes I gotta FaceTime. They'd be like, "Hey, can you FaceTime?" I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. I don't know what FaceTiming is. I can call you on Facebook Messenger on my laptop, or I can maybe Snapchat call you on my laptop. I don't even have a laptop. I don't even my flip phone doesn't even have internet capabilities.
I feel for you, dude.
Yeah.
It's just truly amazing how vulnerable you're being with us during this time.
And I mean in job interviews, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, I don't want to rain on your parade like a little
mind
more,
if I have this?
But like
I just saw this here. I might as well. Do you mind if I drink this?
I mean, go for it. I mean,
half drinking, but I'll drink it.
I mean, I'll drink water during my interviews sometimes. Yeah, I hate the rain on your parade a little bit, but I just like thinking about that story, how you didn't like.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have gone through like the whole entire way, and
what
you're
do you
just,
mean?
Like you could. I feel like you could have gotten that iPhone, and like here at my company, we just like people that are gonna commit the full way. I mean, you could like go all the way to the front, step out. I mean, that is pretty much accomplishing the job. But like, if you can like go in, like, why don't you?
You know what, I looking back on it, sir, I could have went home, got my wallet, got right back in that line.
That's okay. So like, you just needed the wallet in order to get in there.
Well, I didn't have any way of purchasing anything. That was my issue. Got in the store just fine. They did not let me buy nothing though.
Yeah, I guess
could've
that
went,
makes sense.
Could have left the line. I could have went home, grabbed my wallet, walked all the way back, got in line, went stayed in that line again. That does, and I will say it, sir. I regret that, and I regret that for the rest of my life. By golly, do I love standing in lines, and holy cow, am I sorry that I did not reach your standards, but I am a new man. I'm a new line stander. Since then, I took 3 years of line standing. And St. Paul U Pulse, but I'm a new man, and I promise you I'll never ever make that mistake again. So I'll get down on my knees and tell you that.
You know, I
get down on my feet and tell you that.
That's better. You know, I was gonna ask about what your like summary statement was going to be, just why you really want this job, but I think that just about cuts it. We'll get back to you.
Also, would never do that. I would never cut. Never cut in line.
No cutting.
No, I would never cut. Never cut nothing. I always stand my ground. If somebody wants to step in front of me, honestly, I'm too nice of a guy, I'll let them do it. But I will never, ever cut in line.
That's one thing
that I will stand on.
That's something.
Stand my ground on that.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll take that into consideration. I'm going to be kind of blunt with you. I think we do have some like skepticism about just your overall.
I'll even take an intern position. I'll do anything. No intern, no pay. Even if you got those open, sorry, I don't mean to sound I need this.
Yeah.
This is my dream.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if I'll talk with the higher ups, okay. And we're gonna see if that can happen for you.
Thank you.
Let us know, you guys, if you let think it Kyle would let us know. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Let us know in our comment section if you feel like Kyle performed well enough to get the job. If you feel like that he needed to give like a little more, let us know as well. I'm sure, like Kyle said, that this is going to be a huge passion of his, and it has been for a long time.
Oh boy, golly,
we're gonna see if he can get that as a whole.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wishing the best for you personally. Yeah. Just as a friend.
Yeah.
I can't really be like biased towards that in an interview, but we're all gonna talk, and we're gonna see where that fits in with you.
I really appreciate that, and I think if you whatever decision you make, I don't think you're gonna regret it.
Yeah, that was.
And you guys too, honestly. If you're looking out for me, and you guys think I deserve it, let us know.
Yeah, and I'm looking for strong workers for my business, so yeah. Let us know. I said it again.
Let it snow.
Yeah, but that about wraps it up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much once again.
Yeah, and thanks for all those Nick edits that you guys sent me. I saved those all in my folders. I printed out each frame and I put it in one of my fold, and I put it in like in a binder. Printed out each frame that you guys sent me.
Yeah, but stop making some right now. Don't get off your phones.
Yeah, get off. Oh my! Who is that? What's his name again?
Oh, that's Daniel.
Daniel
from Ohio.
Daniel from Ohio. Honestly, dude, you really need to take off that phone case. Cause what is that? Why is it so yellow?
Listen, dude. I know who you are.
Yeah.
Cause you're Daniel from Ohio.
You're Daniel from Ohio. We know Daniel from Ohio. And you probably were one of the MERPs. You probably went to Ohio Tech and was a MERP. So
I'm gonna find you.
We'll find you, Daniel. We know you live in Ohio, and it's not hard to find.
Yeah, but if you want to wait like a few minutes before, like after you watch this episode, follow us on Instagram and TikTok. That is at Barely Qualified Show.
I'll put it right here. We almost touched hands.
We did. That's kind of sweet.
If you guys are making edits, put edit of Nick and I touching hands.
Let us know if you want us to touch hands more in the episodes.
Yeah, you guys can do whatever you want with it. Put it in. What do kids do nowadays? They make. They make like TikToks or they.
Yeah, the Tiki Talkie, which we're on.
Yeah.
I think use the Instagram.
Urine.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say
Urine.
That.
Yeah, I've used that app before.
P.
Dave, we all do that around here.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, just let us know. Let us know what you want to see. Again, just plugging bathroom of the week. If you have any other bathrooms.
BOTW, please send me some of your bathrooms. Genuinely, that makes our day. If we ever, like, our first one, like, you send us a bathroom, we will use it, and we will be ecstatic. And we're so excited to put a fan submitted bathroom of the week. We're ready. We're ready to hear your bathrooms. We are so ready.
Yeah, I mean, just let us know. Otherwise, this is Kyle. I'm Nick. We're here, but we're barely qualified. Take care.